Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Jaden.
Hello.
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 Yeah, this is David. I'm transferring over a potential claimant for the hair relaxer claim. Her first name is Toya, that's spelled T-O-Y-I-A, last name Easley, E-A-S-L-E-Y, and I submitted her information via the portal.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, and just to let you know, sir, your line is really faint, so you may have to adjust your microphone because we can barely hear you.
Got you. Thank you, man. All right, Toya, can you hear me?
I can hear you. It's really light, low, but I can hear you.
Can you hear me now? Is that better?
No, but you're fine. I can hear you as long as there's no noise in the background.
Is that better? Is that a little bit?
No, it's the same.
Oh, dang. Hold on. Is that a little bit better?
No, not really.
Okay. I'll try to adjust it as we go. I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer?
I don't hear you at all now.
Can you hear me now? Is that better?
Hello?
Sorry, is that better? Is that better?
No, it's still low, but I can hear you. It's low, though.
Is this any better?
No.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, again, I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line for our attorney group.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? All right, can you hear me? Sorry.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So I would just like to let you know that this is on a recorded line for our attorney group.
I can't hear you anymore.
Can you hear me now?
You went out again.
Can you hear me now? Is this better?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you.
Okay, is this better?
I mean, it's still low, but I can hear you.
And then, just 1 second. Sorry, can you hear me now?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, just 1 second.
You just keep going out. Like, I can't.
Okay, is that better?
I can hear you.
Again, I just want to let you know this is on a...
But if you're talking now, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me right now? Hello? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to let you know that this is on a recorded line for our attorney group.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for the specific matter? Or signed documents
yes.
with another law firm?
Yes.
And have you used hair relaxing chemicals or hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with a type of cancer after using hair relaxers?
Yes, I was.
I'm very sorry about that. If I may ask, do you know what type of cancer you were diagnosed with?
Ovarian. And you got really low again. I can hear you. It's just low again, but I can hear you.
And again, I'm very, very sorry, but you did say that was ovarian cancer?
I can't hear you at all right now if you're saying anything.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes.
So you said that was ovarian cancer?
That's correct.
Okay, again, I'm very sorry about that. Who would be filing this claim? Is this for yourself?
Yes.
And what is your, what date were you diagnosed with cancer?
I can't hear you.
What was the date of your diagnosis with cancer? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now.
What was your date of diagnosis with cancer?
It was December 27th of 2023.
December 27th of 2023?
That's correct.
Okay. And that's 12/27/2023?
Correct.
And do you know the name of the hospital that you were diagnosed at?
I'm sorry?
The name of the hospital that you were diagnosed at?
Wellstar Cobb Medical Center.
In Austell, Georgia?
That's correct.
And the address is 3950 Austell Road, Austell, Georgia, 30106?
That's correct.
And do you know the name of the doctor that treated you?
Dr. Maria Cassiano.
Dr. Maria. Okay, got you. So I see.
If you're speaking, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you a little.
So you were diagnosed by Dr. Maria Cassiano?
That's correct.
And the address you were diagnosed at was 3950 Austell Road, Austell, Georgia, 30106?
That's correct.
And then the phone number I found online for the hospital was 770-732-4000?
That's correct.
Okay. And you were diagnosed in the state of Georgia, correct?
Yes.
Perfect, and thank you for confirming. And did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
It was like 4 to 5 times a year.
Okay. And so you did use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Perfect. And on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxers prior to being diagnosed?
Like 4 to 5 times.
4 to 5 times per year?
Yes.
Thank you for confirming. And are you a resident of the United States?
I can't hear you.
Sorry, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And can I have your date of birth, please?
10/9/1978.
Then I have 10/9/1978.
Yes.
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
And did any of your friends, family, coworkers, neighbors, relatives, distant relatives, anyone else that you know ever use hair relaxer and ever get affected?
You just ever been affected? Not that I know of, no.
You don't know anyone else with any other type of endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancers?
No.
Okay, perfect. And thank you for confirming. We just have to ask, what state did you use hair relaxer in?
Georgia.
And to the best of your knowledge, when did you start using hair relaxer and when did you stop?
I started around May of 2005.
May of 2005?
Stopped. Yes, 2005.
Perfect.
And stopped 2023, like November.
And then stopped in 2023 of November? And then you said you stopped in November of 2023?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then And so have you started using it in May of 2005 and stopped in November of 2023?
That's correct.
Perfect. And how often did you use these products? Was it weekly, monthly, four times per year?
Like 4 to 5 times per year.
And how many consecutive years did you use Hair Relaxer for?
I'm sorry.
How many consecutive years did you use Hair Relaxer for?
Like 18.
Did you use it from 2005 to 2023, or did you take any breaks?
That's correct.
Was there any stop? Did you stop using the product in between or anything like that, or was it just from there to then?
No, it was. No, I didn't stop.
Gotcha. I have 18 years. Is that okay?
Yes.
And did you use the product at home, or did you receive treatment in a salon?
Home.
And you were never given treatment at a salon, correct?
No.
And which name brand products did you use? Was it Motions, Organic Simulator, Soft and Beautiful?
Cream of Nature and Soft and Beautiful.
Cream of Nature and Soft and Beautiful. Okay. And which time frame did you use each product? Or actually, that's okay. Did you use... Did your cancer happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Say that one more time.
So did your cancer happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you for confirming. And again, very, very proud of the diagnosis. What type of treatment did you receive? Do you remember?
Can you repeat that? You're fading again a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. What type of treatment did you receive? Do you remember?
All I heard you say was, do I remember?
Oh, what type of treatment? Like, what type of treatment did you receive?
Okay, I can hear you. I can hear you now. Chemotherapy, of course. And I had to have a partial hysterectomy. And pain meds.
Therapy, partial hysterectomy, and pain meds.
Yes.
And then what was the date of your treatment? Do you remember?
January 5th of 2024.
January 5th of 2024?
Yes.
And then what was the name of the treating doctor?
Dr. Cassiano. Maria Cassiano.
And was it at the same hospital as the diagnosing?
Yes.
Okay. Just 1 second. And the address I have is 3950 Austell Road, Austell, Georgia, 30106.
That's correct.
And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And then can I have the spelling on your first name, your middle initial, and then the spelling on your last name?
Toya, T-O-Y-I-A, middle initial T, last name Easley, E-A-S-L-E-Y.
And I have Toya, T-O-Y-I-A, middle name is T, last name is Easley, E-A-S-L-E-Y.
That's correct.
And then this next part is for HIPAA and identification purposes. Can I have your full social, please?
I'm sorry.
So this next part is for HIPAA and identification purposes. Can I have your full social, please?
Why do you need my full?
So this is for identification. This is for our attorneys. They're going to present this to any hospital that you were treated at when they go to get any records that you were or that relate to this ailment.
What about the last four?
Yeah, we can do last four, and then you would have to provide the full to the attorneys later on. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay.
The last four is 7690.
Perfect. And then the email. email address I have is TOYIASLEY78@yahoo.com.
That's correct.
And then the phone number I have is 470-253-5942.
That's correct.
And then is that a mobile, home phone, or both?
Mobile.
And then can I have your full home address, please?
1800 Honeysuckle. It's one word.
Honeysuckle?
Lane. Southwest. Apartment 313.
Is that
in Atlanta?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Sorry. Go again. I didn't hear you.
Oh, no, you answered it. I was going to ask if there's Atlanta, and then you said Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Atlanta 30311.
Awesome. And then I have 1800 Honeysuckle, HoneySuckle, Lane, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County 30311, apartment 313.
That's correct.
Awesome. And do you have a copy of your medical records?
I do, but I am out of Atlanta until Sunday, but I can make arrangements for them to be provided.
And can you provide them by mail or electronically or both?
Both.
And then for this last part, we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you. Did the emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Not.
And then can I just have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Renee, R-E-N-E-E, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. That is my sister. Her telephone number is 678-892-9237.
So I have Renee at 678-892-9237, and that's your sister?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. I'm going to send over these documents right now. They're going to come through either text message or email. Just let me know as soon as you get them, okay?
Okay. Came through as a text.
Okay, perfect, yeah. Whichever one's easier to access. It's going to take you to a computer. And then just click on that link, and then it's going to have you, or it's going to ask you to review and act on these documents. And then just let me know as soon as you have access to documents. The front page is going to say hair relaxer litigation. And then just let me know when you're on the front page.
I'm finished.
Oh, I'm sorry, did you say you were finished?
Yes.
Okay, let me just double check and see. And I'm just going to read some of this information off to you just to make sure it's all accurate on paper. And then we'll go from there.
Okay.
So the first name is Toya, T-O-Y-I-A, T-Easley, E-A-S-L-E-Y. Address is 1800 Honeysuckle Lane, Southwest Atlanta, Georgia, 30311.
You went out again.
Can you hear me?
I can now.
So I have Toya, Easley, T-O-Y-I-A-T-E-A-S-L-E-Y. Address is 1800 Honeysuckle Lane, Southwest Atlanta, Georgia, 30311.
That's correct.
Date of birth is 10-9-19.
Oh, there's an apartment number, though. You didn't say the apartment number, apartment 313?
Oh, I put that down.
Oh.
That's weird. Hold on just one second. I'm going to make sure it's on there.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay, it's on your, yeah, it's on your information sheet, so it should be fine. I don't know why it's not popping up on here, but I do see it here on where it was put in before I submitted the document, so I'm sure it would. It'll show up in the attorney photo look. But the date of birth I have is 10/9/1978.
You said 10/9/78?
10/9/1978, yes.
Yes.
And then social is 7690.
I can't hear you.
Last four of social was 7690.
Yes.
Okay, perfect, yeah. Everything should be good to go here. I'm going to send you a text from my personal number. It's going to have my name and my office hours. It's going to come from a 949.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
So I'm going to send you a text from my personal number. It's going to have my name mm-hmm. and my office hours if you have any questions. The attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Of course, thank you. Have a great day. Thank you for speaking with me about this. I'm very, very sorry about your experience.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye.